Welcome everyone, we're concluding Perek Dalet of Zechor LeMiriam, Shir number 22. The Chofetz Chaim is telling us the importance of doing tshuva koidim shiyov Mashiach, before Mashiach comes. V'cheinu b'nyaneinu, ima adam oisei tshuva, if a person does tshuva koidim shiyov Eliyahu Levasa, before Eliyahu Navi comes to tell us the great news that Mashiach Tzidkenu is coming, then it will be a tshuva gemura, a complete tshuva. The pasuk already told us, "Shlo yizachru loy oid hachatoyim va'avoynei she'osa ela nimcha ligamrei." And the pasuk told us already that all of our averus that we did, if it's a tshuva gemura, will be totally wiped out, clean slate. However, if we wait, says the Chofetz Chaim, until Mashiach comes, even if we have all the good excuses, we were in the oinus, it was out of our control, it was a mistake, we didn't realize the tremendous level, madrega of the chatoim, we were influenced by others, we didn't have neviim to bring us back to do tshuva, all the different excuses. And even if, says the Chofetz Chaim, even if Hashem will accept, v'afilo miskablu tainoisov, v'chiyoseinu, Lefanov, even if all our tears will be accepted, still not the same. Why is it not the same? There's a tremendous, tremendous difference. If we hasten to do tshuva before Mashiach comes, or after Mashiach comes. And the main nafkamina, the main practical difference is, are we doing this for ourselves, or are we doing this for Kavod Shemayim, or are we doing this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If we do tshuva before Mashiach comes, says the Chofetz Chaim, then we see and we're showing Hashem that we're doing it for His kavod. Klal ha'davar, ikra tshuva bein liyachid, bein litzibur, the main tshuva for an individual, for a kehila, for a group of people, he koidim bias Mashiach, it's before Mashiach comes. These are the words of the Chofetz Chaim in Zechor LeMiriam at the end of Perek Dalet. Do tshuva before Mashiach comes. All the signs of Mashiach are already here. This is our avodah. This is our responsibility.